Welcome to Earnest Contender. I'm Carissa Gray. This week's topic is, Let Patience Do Her Job, Wait on the Lord. Join us online this Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the weekly Bible chat. Don't miss the good fellowship and friendly conversation. We'll chat about Bible topics and scriptures. You can also post praise reports and prayer requests. And for those up to the challenge, test your knowledge with Bible trivia. We look forward to chatting with you. Let patience do her job. Wait on the Lord. When did we last wait more than 30 minutes without getting frustrated? From Quick Trip to quick weight loss, we want fast service and we demand fast results. Think about a typical morning routine in America. We chug a cup of coffee, new grits in the microwave, while DMing the boss about a report due yesterday. See, we're spoiled with technology, and we become increasingly irritated with life and each other. We crave instant gratification. Patience is as alien to us as 20-minute grits. Many believers grow impatient and irritable with God, especially during trials. We expect Him to move on demand. But no matter how much we pout and complain, one day is 1,000 years to God. His thoughts and ways are not ours, and He doesn't change because we get tired of waiting. God promised never to leave or forsake us, but we often impatiently interfere with His plans, causing unnecessary suffering and delays. Every promise God made is sure. Actually, we think we're waiting for God, but He's waiting for us to trust Him. Mockers wait too. They wait for believers to lose hope. But consider David, whose enemies were itching for him to fall. The psalmist trusted the Lord would deliver him and keep him from utter humiliation. Psalm 25, 1 through 6. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. A warrior, poet, king, musician, and servant of God, David was a man after God's heart. His psalms teach us a great deal about prayer and supplication. He was vulnerable, humble, and most of all, aware of his sinful nature before a holy God. In those verses, David longs for the truth and asks the God of his salvation to teach him the ways of righteousness. He lifts his soul in repentance, reminded of the Lord's loving kindness and tender mercies. David promised to wait despite the enemy's attacks because he served a mighty and trustworthy God. Psalm 27, 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, David wasn't perfect by any means. Like us, he could be selfish, lustful, and proud. Still, he loved God and continually fell before the Lord in repentance. As he grew in knowledge and grace, David learned to depend upon God and exercise patience, even in dire times. Patience has a similar job to do in our lives, and we can find her job description in the book of James. James 1, 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Patience is responsible for helping believers attain godly character. They learn to surrender to God's will by waiting on the Lord. They grow more faithful with each conquered obstacle. They become less doubtful and more hopeful, less anxious and more gracious, less irritable and more teachable. As they mature in the Word, they fearlessly resist the devil and false doctrine. Instead of wallowing in self-pity, they glorify God and endure. As we wait on the Lord to deliver us, let us spend time learning His ways, walking in His ways, and laying aside the sin that so easily besets us. Time flies when we get caught up in the cares of the world, and sometimes we may even feel as though we wasted years of our lives. Be encouraged. God is faithful, and we can redeem the time in Him. Patience works perfectly when we seek after truth with repentant hearts, even in the face of trials and attacks. Psalm 25, 21. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on Thee. Those who wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth, but we try to rush God's blessings. We're like the prodigal son who requested his inheritance too early and then squandered his father's wealth. He was unprepared to face the harsh world and had to return to his father's house hungry and humiliated. How often have we begged God to forgive us for making premature and self-destructive decisions? Now, we were immature, easily offended, vengeful, arrogant, and self-serving, but no more. God knows when we're ready to receive His blessings. Trusting in Him and growing in patience, our former selves become alien to us. Even more, we learn to share, not hoard, God's blessings. We long for others to learn the truth and follow Jesus Christ, the God of our salvation. And so, inspired by righteous urgency, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. 2 Timothy 4 and 2. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to Earnest Contender. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Please join us at earnestcontender.substack.com for the weekly podcast. You can also find resources on salvation and discipleship. Please share Earnest Contender with your friends and family. May God bless and keep you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.